The choice to forgive is one of the deepest pain. I too have been hurt by someone, and forgiving them was the hardest thing to do. In this episode, I will help those who have trouble with unforgiveness to let it go in order to elevate in life. I had a person who hurt me, and this person was a family member. The thing was, with this person, I was young, number one. Number two, this person, I had to go to their house because they were a relative, and I used to go to their house with my sisters. So imagine yourself being around 6 years old, and you go to their house, and you see all these pictures all over the house, and you walking around room by room, and you're noticing, oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's so-and-so. You go to the fridge. Oh, there's another picture of my sister. And you realize there's no picture of you at all at this person's house. The way this person spoke at me versus speak with me, and I saw the difference of how this person treated my sisters versus me, it grew into a rage. Like, I went beyond anger. I had a rage for this person. In my culture, you're supposed to respect your elders. So unfortunately, I had to greet her with a kiss. I legit felt like Judas because I wanted to trade her in to go somewhere. It got to the point where I discussed it with my mom. I would share more about my mom in the first and second week of May. My mom took her side and was more of, you know, respect your elders. She's not doing that to you. So my emotion of feeling rejected by her was dismissed.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
And once I became older, I felt, oh, it's time. I don't have to greet you at all. I do not have to respect you at all. It went to where I will see her and just look at her and keep on moving. It was no greeting. I didn't even acknowledge that she was in the room to pass her way. She was a ghost to me. My mom will see it and say, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I'm like, I don't need to talk to her. That because she's in the same room does not mean she exists. It continued and continued. I even went to physician associate school, and my mom used to tell her all my accomplishments, and I had to tell my mom, stop telling her, my life, my business. Then I moved to Georgia. That's where more of the rage of how I felt for this person ignited, because I had a boss who was similar to her in the sense of the complexion, the way she moved, and her birthday was the same birthday. So right then and there, I did not like her because she had her birthday. If anyone understands the sentiment of when you meet somebody and they have the same birthday or the same complexion, you just immediately do not like them, leave a comment. I had a hard time with my boss because I didn't like her. She reminded me of her, minus the fact she was like her. They had the same attitude, the same movement, the same talk at me versus talk with me. my boss knew I did not like her. When she spoke to me, I did not look at her. I looked everywhere else but at her. And when I did look at her, it was that type of look. She knew I didn't like her. It was a mutual understanding that I did not like you. And then one day, went to church. And you know when you go somewhere and you hear a message and it's like, it passes over you. But then this time it went up to the heart. It made me realize, Rosirma, you need to take care of this once and for all, because this rage that you have for this woman is hurting you. But the thing was, I wanted to hold it because no one cared about the hurt but me. Once I was like, okay, let's do this, then the process began from unforgiveness to forgiveness to elevation. Before I share that, I want to share with you the effects of unforgiveness. The effects of unforgiveness: one, mental health. You have anxiety, you have depression, you have rage, like I did, towards the family member as well as my former boss, because they were both gave me the same energy of the hurt. Physical health: you will have inflammation of your body, you will have high blood pressure, because the stress of holding this unforgiveness increases something called your cortisol, which increases your blood pressure. High blood pressure causes heart disease, leads to stroke and heart attack, because once again, because of your high blood pressure. With these physical and mental effects of unforgiveness, respectfully, this person is not worth it at all. The unforgiveness of the pain itself, and now the hurt I'm causing myself because of me not wanting to let it go. I was hurting myself more than the other person, because this woman was clearly living her life and did not care that she caused my childhood and part of my adulthood a mess. Once I realized, okay, these are the effects of unforgiveness, then I had to realize, okay, why is it so hard for me to forgive her? One was because of the fact it was not acknowledged. My mom didn't care for it. The person who did it to me did not care. And I felt like I need justification. I need retribution. I need payback. If this person was to continue being stupid to me, to the fact that you're a full adult and I was a child, and now that I'm an adult and you're still an adult and you still acting like a child, okay, Rosirma, this is retarded that this woman clearly does not care about what she is doing. I honestly wanted to hurt this woman. When things happened in her life, I was like, that's good that happened to her. Like, why should blessings come towards her when all she did was give me evil? It was the whole me holding it was saying it mattered to me. So since it doesn't matter to you, it matters to me. And I will not let this go. Then it was God letting me know, yes, it does matter, but it also matters to me. And once God let me know that it mattered to him, I was like, oh, okay, finally, someone cares. And this is the process of going from unforgiveness to forgiveness to elevation. These are the keys. Number one, acknowledge. Acknowledge that it is time to let go of unforgiveness, to know that it does matter that it happens. That person will not ever hold themselves accountable, and to not be okay with it, but to let that expectation go. Then grieve it. Grieve the negative emotions. Grieve the anger, the frustration, the hurt, all the negative emotion, just grieve it and cry it out. There is a part of the Bible where Jesus on the cross, he grieved and was just like, my God, why have you forsaken me? I felt like that with my mom, like, my mom, why have you forsaken me? Like, why did you turn your back away from me? And once I saw that Jesus related to me in that moment, it was okay. I'm finally being understood. Remember that the person who hurt you, they did not know they hurt you. They don't know what they are doing. There is also, with this season of Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday or Easter, there's a part of Jesus on the cross and he has two criminals on the side of him. He had to forgive them. Jesus said, I forgive you for you don't know what you're doing. And I had to come to the place of, yes, this person is a whole full adult. And in the same token, adults sometimes don't know what they're doing. And it's crazy because when you're a child, you think adults supposed to know what they're doing. And then you become an adult and you realize there are people out there who that's to them okay. That's their normal. So to them, they're right. They don't even know the wrong they're doing because to them, the wrong is their right. So you have to come to the place of, you know what? Clearly, this is you. I can't help you, but I'm gonna help me. And that's where you come to a place to forgiveness. Forgiveness is a choice, and you have to do it throughout the day, daily, 70 times 7, as Jesus said, meaning you lose count. Because who's counting to 490? Nobody. It is important to just continue to say, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you for hurting me, I forgive you for whatever the instance is of what this person did to you. Just continue to say, I forgive you. That helps to take out the brick that's in the wall of your heart. And also to remember that God forgave you. Yes, what they did is huge. However, in the sight of God's eye, most sins are the same. It's important to know that there are things that we have done to other people that God forgave us. Once you remember that you are forgiven for your own sins, that will start the process of forgiveness. Because me holding on to rage is a sin. And at the time, as I mentioned earlier, I felt justified in my anger because my hurt mattered to me, but I was sinning as much as this family member sinned against me. It's important to know that you don't want to sin because of someone's sin against you. Remember that forgiveness is something you cannot do on your own strength, because there was an instance where I was like, yes, I forgive her, good. And then when I saw her, everything came back and I was like, ah, shucks, I haven't forgiven her fully. So ask Jesus to help you forgive, because on your own strength, you will not forgive. You are forgiving in the flesh, in the sense of you are forgiving in your mindset and what you think of forgiveness is, but Jesus has this whole different realm of how to forgive, which leads to my next point of pray for them. Pray blessings for this person. This part is the hardest part of the whole process because, as I mentioned, where's my payback? Where's my justification? I had to leave that with God and say, you know what? I'm gonna give up my justification, my payback, my eye for an eye for healing, for elevation, because I wanted a healthy relationship. I want marriage in my life. The thing is, I know with marriage, there are a lot of forgiveness I'll be doing with my spouse. And I had to start with this particular person and my boss. Once I started praying for my boss, like, oh, God, bless her, her daughter, bless her when she travels. Bless my family member. Hope everything is well with her. Bless her and keep her and this and this. The more of the bricks started coming apart. I had to, unfortunately, go to a funeral. I saw her. When I got there, I felt this peace in my heart. I felt calm and I just looked at her and I said, hi. Of course, she didn't even say hi back, but I felt so good. Like, I felt like I am the adult now and you're the child, because you still don't know how to acknowledge me, but it's okay. I acknowledge you. God created you. I'm here to just be the forgiving person here, the bigger person. Once that happened, I elevated. And you can too by following this process of going from unforgiveness to forgiveness to elevation. Common mistake many people make is thinking, okay, now that I forgave them, what's gonna happen with them? That's not our concern. Our concern is I am healthy in my mind. My body is healthy. I am not sinning against myself and God and causing all this heartache on myself because of the pain of the hurt they caused and because of the fact this person is living the good life and I'm still holding this pain. They're not worth it and the pain is not worth it either. Once you get past that, then the keys of forgiveness starts to unlock so many blessings for your own elevation in your life. Forgiveness is a choice you have to choose daily. It is hard, yes, but it is worth it. It is worth your blessings. It is worth the change in your life and your elevation. Choose forgiveness. Stay resilient.